Truth works. Find it, speak it, live it. Episode 23.
How to change your perspective and remove that inner critic. I don't know about you, but I am forever having to deal with self-judgment. It sometimes inhibits me. I must say, though, my inner critic has been useful at times, especially when it comes to making judgments about key business decisions or product development. But just recently, my inner critic took over me, powering up my thoughts and feelings of not being good enough, holding me back from something I truly love doing, writing. Now, I define my inner critic as the voices inside my head that are constantly evaluating me, the ones that are not useful, not the ones that help me make sound judgments. I have found it enormously useful to confront my inner critic and get those ugly voices out in the open. Here's the exercise. Write a letter from your inner critic to yourself that includes all the nasty, judgmental things it wants to say to you. Explore why and in what situations your inner critic thinks you're not good enough or that you're a failure. Try to accurately capture the authentic tone as well as the content of your inner critic's voice. Then, write a response letter, appreciating the inner critic for its usefulness in your life, but also distinguishing which of its messages you choose to listen to and which you no longer find useful. End by finding a way to make peace with your inner critic, acknowledging your continuing, maturing relationship. Then, every day after you've completed the exercise, identify an intent for yourself. Give it a go. You'll be amazed at the result.
For more information about TruthWorks, visit truth-works.co.uk.